The logistics of grief, finding grief support in Huntington Beach. When a loved one dies, it often feels like your entire world changes. In the days and weeks that follow, you might find yourself having to manage waves of emotions, conflicting and confusing thoughts, and paperwork and plans that you feel ill-equipped to manage. There is a lot of administrative work to do in grief, some of it ongoing and some brief. Depending on your personality type, the logistics of grief might be a welcome respite from all of the emotions you feel, or it might be a burden to an already weary soul. When the logistics become a burden, there is something so stark and cold about having to fill in forms with details about the loved one you have recently lost. Hospitals, authorities, and funeral services deal with death daily, and this can cause them to seem blasé or heartless about death. It can be jarring to do some of the urgent administrative tasks soon after losing a loved one. There is nothing to prepare you for all the things you might feel at this time. Few people know beforehand about the specific protocols that happen after death. It's not unusual to feel overwhelmed or out of your depth at this point. Unfortunately, grief is not a five-step process. It is messy, unpredictable, and life-changing. Most people are still in a state of shock or unbelief as they fill out forms, collect papers, and make plans about their loved one's remains. It can be a painful, unpleasant, and sometimes frustrating experience. The upsides to the logistics of grief. While some people shy away from paperwork at the best of times, others lean into the process, relishing the distraction by doing something they are confident about. They might take charge of some of the tasks because their brains work best when dealing with tangible tasks. For them, the administrative tasks of grief are a welcome break from everything else that is going on. Grief can be taxing on every level, often forcing us to face things we would rather avoid. By contrast, the administrative tasks tend to be brief, usually lasting only 2 or 3 weeks after the death of a loved one. There may be financial pressures and expenses, legal complications, or issues with family. These things are demanding and as emotionally draining as grief. However, dealing with the bare-bones, black-and-white nature of paperwork and planning can be a refreshing break from the emotions of grief. The administration of grief might include making funeral plans, communicating with relatives, keeping track of money, or sorting through the belongings of the lost loved one. It can be a lot of work for one person to manage, but it can also be therapeutic to handle tasks like these. Compartmentalizing items and checking off tasks is a far cry from the unpredictable emotions of grief, making it an appealing choice for some. The rhythms of grief. Grief intensifies and subsides in waves of emotions. Some days, you will feel almost normal, even when you can't stop thinking of your lost loved one. On other days, you might feel nearly paralyzed by sadness and depression as the weight of their death hangs over you. There are no right or wrong things to think and feel during grief. You might simply feel lost at sea for a long while. Just as the waves of the ocean are constant, so are the rhythms of grief. Though you might feel as if you are drifting without direction after the death of a loved one, the waves will eventually bring you back to shore. It may be a long journey before you find solid ground again, and it might even be administrative tasks that help anchor you. One day in the future, though, you will find yourself on solid ground, remembering your loved one in a way that makes you feel grounded. Reaching out for help. Christian Grief Counseling in Huntington Beach, California. It's not uncommon to feel overwhelmed by the various aspects of grief. Whether they are practical or emotional, they can be difficult to navigate alone. When your family and close friends are going through the same experience, it might help to begin meeting with a Christian Grief Counselor in Huntington Beach, California for support. Your counselor will help you by giving you a chance to catch your breath, unburden yourself of thoughts and feelings, and find a way to cope. Contact our office today at Huntington Beach Christian Counseling if meeting with a counselor could help you manage your grief.